נקרא קטע מקור
של we'll read a source excerpt by Bala Sulam.
כשמגיע לו שמחה,
when gladness comes to a person, he should delve in words of Torah in order to discover the mind of the Torah. We must also know that gladness is an upper illumination that appears by man, which is good deeds. The Creator judges one where one is. In other words, if one takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven for eternity, there is an immediate upper illumination on this, which is considered eternity too. Let's read it again. When gladness comes to a person, he should delve in words of Torah in order to discover the mind of the Torah. We must also know that gladness is discerned as upper illumination that appears by man, which is good deeds. The Creator judges one where one is. In other words, if one takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven for eternity, there is an immediate upper illumination on this, which is considered eternity too.
Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья.
Hello, dear friends. It was very easy to prepare for this gathering because the preparation was the Congress, two wonderful days. We prepared together in Moscow 2, Unity 5, and Ekaterinburg. And the last two lessons are like two points that connected into one line. Each shall help his friend is the point from which we start, and there's no one else besides him. It's the goal, I guess. Men and women joined together into this amazing journey where everything that was before is finished and a new page is started for Nebo Hanam. Passing the mic to Valera.
Yes, we have joy and gratitude. We are all still, some on the way, some haven't yet reached the camera, see this entire wonderful society sitting together, but we're all together. We're all together again, and there is great joy from the fact that we're going to hear the sacred words of our sages once again. It's truly a great privilege to serve the friends. Whoever it is, wherever it is, so that we should all simply feel gratitude for everything we received and will receive. So, Moskva 1, please, our beloved friends.
Yes, to continue, our dear friends. After the Congress, I got this feeling, this impression, that I'm in the first lesson of the wisdom of Kabbalah. The first lesson I've ever been to, and I am seeing these huge friends, thousands upon thousands, who woke up early morning, burning with their desire and yearning for the Creator, and they're waiting with spiritual fear for the words of the Creator, of the teacher, and a new stage begins, a new blank page, and on this blank page, let us write only about connections of love, of the good mutual integration, the connection with the friends, and nothing else. And from this moment on, it will be an instrument or a vessel that the Creator is waiting for and is in complete harmony with the light that's waiting for it.
Friends, yesterday the Congress ended. Every Congress is a step coming closer to our goal, to the connection between us, to the revelation. Even if you don't always realize it. And I want to share a little bit of my impressions from the Congress that took place. It turned out that we were on duty, and during the duty, we went through all the rooms. We saw the study hall. Some people in the study hall, some people were on broadcast. There were many people, and we leave this study hall, we come to the kitchen, and there are many people running around this way, that way, doing something, everyone is working. You know, the density of the friends was like one friend on a square meter, even more. So we turned around, came to the next room. The women were peeling vegetables. Also, a long table, they sit there shoulder to shoulder, working.
And
then I simply remembered how many friends are sitting there that we don't even see. The photographers, routers, organizers. And the question was, how many people serve the Congress in order for it to work? Maybe not less than those who are actually sitting in the study hall. Then I thought that in truth it doesn't even matter. It is the same people. Those who today were in the kitchen, tomorrow will sit in the study hall and the other way around. And in truth, the Congress is a living organism. It's a one living body in which everyone, wherever they are, give life to this body. They give life to this Congress. Everyone is required, everyone is important, and everyone works together. And the reward for the friends is the opportunity to work. L'chaim, friends, and thank you very much.
Keta Makor Sheni.
Second source excerpt. According to the importance one attributes to the holy work, to that extent he should give praise and thanks for it. This is so because it is true that we cannot appreciate the importance of being able to sometimes observe the mitzvot of the Creator, even without any intention. In that state, one comes to feel elation and joy in the heart. The praise and the gratitude one gives for it expands the feelings, and one is related by every single point in the holy work. And he knows whose servant he is, and thus soars ever higher. This is the meaning of what is written, I thank you for the grace that you have made with me. Meaning, for the past. And by this, one can confidently say, and he does say, and that you are destined to do with me.
Вопрос на активный семинар. Поблагодарим.
A question for an active workshop. Thank the Creator for everything He has done, is doing, and will do for the friends and for our spiritual advancement. Again, active workshop. Thank the Creator for everything He has done, is doing, and will do for the friends and for our spiritual advancement.
אז אנחנו אחרי כנס.
We are after a congress, and every time we make a congress, we create it, we serve it, as friends said, and we participate in it. We truly feel the miracle the Creator is doing for us. Each one is doing his own little effort to participate. And the Creator is doing and will do in all the congresses we participate in. He is doing this magic of connection. He shows us, he demonstrates his greatness out of our efforts to connect and our desire to reveal him.
And we raise our thanks, our gratitude to the Creator out of our connection to this force, so that it will continue towards the correction of the world.
I do thank the Creator who brought us here this morning. It's not something to be taken for granted. We should always be grateful for having the privilege to sit with the ten before the Rav and come serve the society. May we connect and bring the light.
Yes, connect and bring the light and give thanks, like the friends said, to the ten, to Rav, to thank the ten, and to Rav, and to Rabash, and to Bala Sulam, and the chain of Kabbalists who gave us this way. They wrote the texts for us, and they carry us.
Yeah,
truly greatness of the feeling of greatness and upliftment and importance each and everyone received. We thank the Creator for what He did for us, for giving us a place to exert. We didn't feel like we are thieves, like we're taking something for nothing, and it's really an upper force that can activate the system and give place for the created beings. And we want to be worthy of it, and we want to merit it, and we hope that the result of all the exertion we put in, at least the way we felt it, that it gives some contentment to Him.
Yes, I think we're not really able to appreciate what we received in this Congress. It's enough to simply give gratitude to the Creator, because we did feel the greatness and importance and upliftment, and there is this hidden place, like Rav said, that this Congress was an important landmark, and there was a complete force that we were able to draw to the world, the force that balances. So certainly this Congress was a very important milestone, and for that we need to be grateful.
Silent workshop. Let's now enter a connection in one heart and feel the Creator there. Let's now enter a connection in one heart and feel the Creator there.